Close your eyes and you're going to take 30 breaths. And as you keep breathing, you can lose count. I'll count for you. You're going to soften your body deeper and deeper into the floor, into your couch or your bed or your chair, and just really let every joint and muscle fall. You should be almost done with your breathing. Let it be natural. Let it start to slow down. Deeper inhale, longer exhale. Again, letting your body totally fall into a state of complete peace. Recognize all the work that you've done so far. Recognize all of the information, all the facts you've collected about you and who you've been being. Feel the joy in discovering what your biochemical addiction actually is, or that you could possibly even have one. That you could have a feeling in your body that's consistent or chronic, that comes up for you and interrupts your life. Find it in your body right now, just the idea of it or the chemical itself, and try to consider scooping it up and placing it into a bubble in the center of your chest. Collecting it from all over your body and all around the room and packaging it right inside of that bucket. Close the lid. Recognize it's separate from you. It is not you. Understand that right now. See it for what it is. It is not you. And let all the events in your life where that feeling or those feelings have interrupted you, have dismantled you or controlled you, quickly go through each event like a flip book. And when you do, remove that emotion from each event. Bring joy to each event. Bring your power to each event. And breathe. Now scan your mind and your body for every time you've had an impulse to behave with an emotionally triggered behavior. Every time you were defensive, childish, judgmental, behaved in jealousy. Anytime you utilized a secondary addiction, were dishonest or self-centered, every time you were trapped inside of you, thinking the world was judging you, thinking that you weren't safe or enough, thinking that you were rejectable. Collect it all right now, every ounce of it, all around your body and all of your energy. Sweep it all up and place it into the same bucket with your biochemical addiction and breathe. Every single event of your life, remove the behaviors that you've demonstrated while under the influence of emotion. Go to your flipbook and remove the behaviors that you've demonstrated under the influence of your emotion and replace them with kindness. With understanding, with maturity and poise, and breathe. Now you're going to search your mind and your body, and breathing in a really bright light just to give you some extra energy for this part. And soften your body even more. You're doing so great. You've got that lid tightly wrapped around that bucket. You're already feeling more clean and more new. I want you to travel into your mind and I want you to find your beliefs. The beliefs you believe about you, that you have accepted as fact, although they were based on the interpretation of a child with no experience, a child without wisdom. They decided what something meant about them. And they kept it close. They kept it covering their eyes all the way into adulthood. So find those beliefs right now, your trauma-influenced self-beliefs, the very beliefs that you wrote over and over again on your master chart. See them just as words and as letters. And when you look at them, see them written in the child's handwriting. You are unworthy. You are rejectable. You are not safe. And look at that as if you had just found it. A child's written this note and really believes these things. You would never let this child continue to believe that about themselves. Why would you? Collect it now. Fold that sheet of paper up and place it in the bucket and seal it tightly. Now we're going to take a deep breath, breathing into our body, pulling in as much blue light as you can, blue, 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 bright, bright blue, all the way into your body. Soften your body. Notice that blue color is turning a little bit darker. Now it's more of an indigo. Pulling it in. It's wrapping all around that bucket. And I want you to pull in all of your electricity. Use your power. And ask for energetic help from all the energy that you have around you to come in from the deepest parts of the earth, of the universe, wherever you want to tune into it. pull that energy in to help you grab that bucket and let it come right out of the top of your head, all the way out into the darkest void. As it gets trapped in a vacuum in space and completely disintegrates, and close off that hole in the top of your head and surround yourself in a white light. And just feel the buzz of emptiness. Of a new beginning. Of a heightened awareness and deeper love for who you really are. And let this moment of emptiness fill you with more desire. More desire to never let anything out of your conscious awareness. Take a couple more deep breaths as you start to feel your strength come back to your body. Feeling this urge to see new light. So you want to open your eyes. Take some time to enjoy this feeling.